Bam.
We're live.
For those listening back, not really a podcast that you're going to be interested in, but we're going to run some tests today. I am setting up the walk-on live studio that hopefully at least Gary and myself could run once a week on Fridays. And we are going to do some testing today, some tinkering around while I'm live. So not exactly a podcast here, but I need to hit the live button so that I can see from other angles if everything is working. So for the couple of you who have joined, what's up? How you doing? I'll answer questions. We can talk stuff. There's no plan on this going a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. Don't know how long we're going to be in here, but we got Derek and CJ in here. But if you want to ask questions or post topics, I'll definitely speak on them while I kind of tinker around with stuff here. But this is pretty much just eventually it's going to be a back and forth. Gary couldn't do it today. He was at the Verizon store. I guess I just doxed him. If you want to go see Gary in the flesh before next Friday, come along to the Verizon store of, I guess, Iowa City. That's where he's at right now. Maybe he's tuning in. Live is back, Craig. Live is coming back. Jason, what's up? Plan on doing this at least once a week. At least once a week. Gut feeling on Cade Mack playing next week. It's kind of the topic of the day, ain't it? It's kind of the topic right now of Hawkeye Nation. I don't have any inside information on that. I've seen the videos that you guys have. I don't know who was interviewing him. Some lady was interviewing him in the, looks like we've got it going on Facebook right now. Good stuff. Oh, we have it going with subtitles too. Live subtitles. Love that. Some reporter was interviewing him like up on the concourse of the stadium, and he gave a real weird sort of delayed answer, like, I'm progressing. And it looked like, this is what it looked like to me. It looked like he kind of got caught in the, I want to say, it's so weird when you're a student athlete, but you know, I don't want to say that Iowa is trying to hide anything, because they're not. They just are trying to avoid the 5% or 10% of whatever comes out of a college kid's mouth causing controversy, right? And it's probably a little overplayed. It's KF. It's old school. But you could see Cade battling that. Like, he wants to tell you the reality of his situation and what his injury actually is. But he can hear Coach Ferentz in his head going, oh, let's not give him too much, okay? Let's not be telling our secrets. All right. I think he plays. I think Cade McNamara plays. I don't know how much he plays. I don't even think if he's fully healthy he was playing this entire game. I think Iowa is about to come out and embarrass Utah State. That's my personal feeling. I'm not Nostradamus here, right? And I know as much as you guys. I know who we have on the roster. I know who we have returning. I don't think Cade was going to be playing in the fourth quarter, maybe even some of the third quarter, which is good. It's what we want. We don't want to be Iowa State who comes out and struggles to beat you and I or Drake or even Iowa of the past. I was on teams where we had to put together 2014, I don't know if you remember, almost 10 years ago, we had to put together like a miracle drive against Ball State. And we had to throw it to a guy who ended up finding his way out of the program eventually in Derek Willis to win that game. Like, we almost lost to Ball State. We did lose to Northern Illinois in 2013. Trap games, whatever you want to call them. I just think that ideally you could rest some starters a little bit. You get them like three good quarters of game reps here. I don't know how much Cade plays. I think he plays a little bit. I don't know. The obvious answer is we don't want his first meaningful time to have to come inside Jack Trice Stadium, right? And this isn't Spencer Petras or Nate Stanley, who's in their first year, right? It feels like a new quarterback, but Cade took the fucking Wolverines all the way to the Big Ten Championship and won the thing, right? He played in some big environments. So I don't think the moment's going to be too big for him, but just as a general, like, hey, I need to get in the flow of the season, you'd like him to get some reps here. You definitely like him to get meaningful time and reps and comfortability in the first 3 weeks before you head to Penn State. But ultimately, the decision comes down to what path gives us the most Cade McNamara across the entire 12-game season. And only the people on the inside are going to know that. So let's pull it back here. A lot of comments. Love the comments and interactions. I see, oh, nice. It gives me if you're on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. Sick. Here we go. The DGT was great today, says CJ Smith. Haven't listened to it. In fact, I haven't listened to any DGTs. It's just a lot for me to listen to all the podcasts of this show and then also go and listen to that one. I don't know who the FOIA is. Obviously, that's some agency. Who turned in Iowa or Iowa State or both? I don't know. Interesting comments by Coach Ferentz, though. Right? KF is in his don't care era. Guy's just going to say what he wants. And it's not loosely... they're not light opinions or like fluff. Like he has strong opinions on stuff and that feel backed by experience and, you know, a true perspective. So when he opens his mouth, and I know I'm a homer, right? I'm just a guy who played for him who, you know, I mean, he's just an incredible dude, but he brings up a good point. Doesn't mean it's right. You know, the rules are in place. What's a good example? I don't know. Weed is legal in some states. In some states, it isn't. I don't necessarily think it should be illegal or carry a punishment. But if it happens to be a rule in some state that you are residing in, you can't do it. Or if you do, you got to understand that there are forceable consequences there. It's similar to gambling, right? Just because none of us think it's right, it doesn't seem right. That I saw the comparison to the Alabama guy who is supplying murder weapons and he gets like a 1-game suspension and then comes out the next game and his introduction with the handshake at the line is like him getting patted down by TSA. Oh, and then, you know, Noah Shannon gets a potential full year, or at least that's what it's looking like, a full year. It doesn't make any sense, but it still doesn't mean it was right. Now, again, like I've said from the beginning, every team that's within a state that has gambling, sports gambling, has guys who are gambling. Just is the way it is. I don't know. There's not a lot you can do about that. Even if we find out who turned them in, it's not like it's gonna make a huge difference. This is odd. Casey, our guy Casey, must have been at Mullet's last Friday. I had Mullet's, or maybe he works at Mullet's. My wife before kids started up, during one of her teacher work days last week, I went and had lunch with her at this spot and I don't believe I posted about that. So Casey's got the inside info there. We are Amesbury. Funny spot to call Ames. I am planning on going to Ames right now. I am. And I wasn't originally. With the baby girl being 8 months old and kind of not necessarily needing my attention, but I imagine any parent, if they're given the opportunity to spend more time with their kids, they would do it. Being that we now have the baby girl, I was going to kind of take a step back this fall and not go to as many games. So far, I'm going to be 0-2 to start out the season because we were offered the nice box seats from a connection that we have for game one. And my two best friends from high school, one who attended Iowa State, the other who lives up in Minnesota. We kind of had this idea of like, hey, what if we all went to the Iowa State game? So I'm going to be attending both probably. And I don't know. Obviously, Drake isn't going to make it to any games unless the Hawks find themselves into the playoff. Gary is going to be at all the home games. I don't know if Kevin is going to trek over to Iowa State. I doubt it, but maybe. I just noticed that on the ticker down here, it says, come see the Kluver. Come see the Kluver, Gary and Kevin live. Makes me sound like an object. My brother, Zach, in the chat here, give me under 43 all day. I assume that's in relation to me saying that Iowa is going to stomp Utah State. It still might be under 43. It might be 42-0. It might be 42-0. With this defense, is that really not a possibility? You know? Drake does not have a job. Drake does not have a job. And I'm not going to go super into the structure of how, you know, the details of how and he supports himself and all that. But he basically just trains jiu-jitsu or MMA, boxing, wrestling, all of the above in different formats and orientations 3 hours a day. He does coach a little bit at the gym that he works out at, but no, he does not have a job. Ah, Freedom of Information Act. Dumb guy. Dumb guy. Jeremy here says, at the end of this year, do you think our defense will stack up against last year's D? Man, it's going to be really hard. Anybody off the top of their head know what the final ranking was for our defense last year? Was it sixth or something? Eighth? Going off of total, I guess. I don't necessarily love that they rank that off of yards allowed, right? Because there's a little bit of nuance inside of that. But we were top 10, right? I think I listened on a run Monday morning to the Legends and Listeners podcast, the new one with Doctorman and Lystico, who I think those two are probably, in my opinion, and I'm not really, although I guess I throw me in with the rest of the media, I'm not really entrenched in like consuming all of the media's articles really at all. I don't have any of those subscriptions to the Athletic or the Des Moines Register, any of that. But from my like bystander opinion, I think Lystico and Doctorman are probably like tier one of best Hawkeye beat writers, far and away. And in their opinion, I think they said that this defense will be great, but not quite the level of last year. They obviously mentioned losing Benson and Campbell and Kayvon, and I mean you're losing a lot of seniors, a lot of senior leadership there. Talent wise, it might have just as much talent, right? And that's the thing that Iowa gets itself into a lot. People are so confused when they see the Iowa NFL numbers of like, well, if Iowa's cranking out all these NFL prospects, why are they never as good as the teams that they're ranked with up there at the top, Alabama, Georgia, Clemson? And it's because most of Iowa's NFL picks are all in the later years of their career. Right now on our roster, every single player on that defense might be an NFL player, but they're not all going to be in the NFL next year. Like, does that make sense? So you're not catching all of them at their greatest production at the peak of their career at the same time, which is why our team as a whole, and granted, our defense is a championship level defense, even if they're not all at that point in their career, but I think they'll be top 10 again. Let's go back up here. What do you say? Second in scoring D. Illinois was number one. Scoring defense, sure. Total defense, though. We were top 10. I think we'll be top 10 again. I don't think it matters if we're top 10 this year and we were top 10 last year, I don't think like being seventh to fifth matters at that point. If we're closer to like 15th or on the edge of like top 20 or 25, then I'd be a little bit shocked. Again, especially with the favorable schedule, right? Hawks by a million, Iowa Farmer Blake. Hell yeah, brother. Iowa, look at that profile picture. The sunset in the background. All right, we're missing out on some stuff up here. Over under on how many Iowa players bet on sports this year. I don't know, but if they aren't, hold on a second. Wait for it. Hold on, wait. If they are betting on sports this year, check out that bottom right corner now. Check out Betfred, right? Download that Betfred Iowa sports app. Got some things coming down the pipe for you on that, by the way. Might be dealing with a little, couple of us getting some boosted bets there in the, on the back end. Some promo money to throw out some stuff. Going to watch your uncle coach tonight. That is, Uncle Eric. Indianola Indians. High school football starts tonight. Friday Night Lights. Some of the best. I will not be going to watch him. I'll be in Ankeny tonight to watch the Ankeny Hawks take on the Centennial Jaguars. My father, first year back into coaching after being out for about 10 years, used to coach in Marshalltown when I played. Now the offensive line coach for your very own Ankeny Hawks is playing against my cousin, who's a junior at Ankeny Centennial, and the backup quarterback there. Caleb, always a contributor here on the YouTube Lives, re-listening to old episodes. Are Drake and Kevin still down for pay-per-view fist fight? If so, where I donate? Episode 5 of the entire show, they were going to do a pay-per-view? Holy shit. That's interesting. I bet they'd still fight. I don't think Kevin would... at this point, I don't think Kevin would probably agree to that, actually. With as much time in that Drake has put into the disciplines of boxing and jiu-jitsu and wrestling and Muay Thai and all that, he just really... You just don't really want to fuck with that guy. Pair it with his mindset, of which you all are aware of. He, as much as we talk about it and make fun of it, like, he could kill pretty much anybody. 38-7 against Utah State. Yeah, that would go over, though, if the line set at 43. Tracy Lane, we're coming to back pocket from Musca Vegas next Friday. 901 Melrose Tailgate Crew. Musca Vegas. Drake has called it that a couple times. I don't think it has anything remotely close to Vegas. Muscatine, Marshalltown, very similar cities, towns, not really cities. Happy that you're coming to Back Pocket, though. Excited to see you. Excited to talk to the people. For all those who are here right now listening, if you're going to be in Iowa City, or if you're close, if you live in the surrounding areas, Tiffin, Williamsburg, Coralville, Liberty, North Liberty, West Branch, or if you don't live close but you still want to make the trip because for some reason you just love us that much, we will be, me and Gary will be there in the entire time. Still haven't gotten a hard line appearance start time from Kevin, but he'll be there at least on the back half of it, 3 to 4. We plan on doing a podcast, which I guess is just us sitting at a table talking to each other in the middle of the brewery, or in the corner of the brewery, for the first hour. We'll have one of our iHeart guys there helping us out, Matt. There'll be merch to buy. There'll be an exclusive item. Where's it at? I got you this. We'll put this back up. We'll get the, there'll be like an exclusive little, in fact, I would hop up and I'd show you, but I don't have pants on, so I'm not going to do that. But everybody will get like a little wristband thing that we got. And we're excited to see some people. We'll do like a little meet and greet, like 3:15-ish after we get off the show, hang out. At that point, there'll probably be people will be like, I want to buy you a beer. Let me buy you a drink. And I'm going to be like, no. Support the show, though. Sign up for the Patreon. Spend your money that way. Trish, hopefully that answers your question, though. 2 to 4 p.m. September 1st, which is a week from today. A week and 1 hour from right now. What else we got going on over here? $500 ready for the pay-per-view. That, of course, it goes to the kids. Half of everything goes to the kids. Bringing one, maybe two tables to back pocket. We love to hear it. And they love to hear it. That's why they're doing it. They get us to promote it, bring some of our fans in to meet us. You know, they get the patrons into the establishment, buy their beer, buy their food. That's one thing I haven't talked with them about is if we're going to get like a complimentary appetizer. I should have probably finagled that into the agreement. I think we might be able to, swing that. Chase says, my B-Day is opening day and I'll be at the game. Any chance I can get a pick with you and Kevin and Gary? Yeah. Yeah, we can get a pick. We'll be at, you know what, Chase? Send me a DM on the day of the game and I'll give you the spot where Kevin and I and Gary will be. And you can swing by and grab a picture. I'm not going to dox Kevin's tailgating spot, but it's basically right across from the stadium. Two-story gray house. Let's check in with... I don't think you can comment on Twitter, can you? Nope, but it's moving. It's moving. 639 views, it says on the Twitter. We are live. This will be a lot more fun when it's me and Gary back and forth, of course. We're just hanging out 25 minutes in here. So it appears that we're working on Facebook. We're working on Twitter. And I'm getting comments from the YouTube, so I imagine that it's working on YouTube as well. What a fucking hot it is out there the last couple days, huh? Holy shit. I about died working out the last couple days. Yeah, look at that. Walk-on's live. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Oh, Trish, you're a moderator on here? You're a legend like that? Did we make you a moderator? Kind of dope. So on the YouTube, if you're tuning in from the YouTubes, big time numbies on the live. We want to get this bigger. Obviously, right now this is a test. I didn't tweet it out or anything. I didn't. There's no one knew this was happening. So the fact that we were up to 30 people here a second ago, we like that. Obviously, the G-Bone effect on our YouTube channel has been massive, right? So. We've grown since last year, probably at least 700 subscribers in the last year. I would say maybe 1,000. Obviously, all of them, if they're on YouTube or even if they have their notifications on, like by email, we'll get a little ding when we go live. So that should help people. But also just the fact that we will standardize this so that it happens around the same time each week. Potentially twice a week, who knows? And that should bring more people in here. But I guess Trish, which is funny because the other live podcast that I watch on YouTube has a like one of their biggest contributors to the show is an account named Trish. Back to the Grind, HBAM. She's a moderator on here. So I guess on our YouTube, you could become a moderator if you show up enough and you prove yourself. YouTube's cool, man. Show your support for the Wash Up Walk-Ons. Should I donate myself $100 with a super chat? Hell yeah. This is amazing. All right. Well, this is what it's going to be like. Obviously, next week, we're going to be in Iowa City right now. Probably setting up very soon, if not already. Probably show up about 1:30 to set up the equipment at the old back pocket. Next week, the podcast will be live. So if you cannot make the show, if you can't make it to back pocket, obviously it's a Friday at 2:00. People are working, although you walk outside and you drive around and it seems like about that time, especially in Iowa City, a day before the game, people might not be working. But if you are, and you want to throw up the YouTube, we are going to do it. We're going to live stream it exactly as I'm live streaming it right now from my laptop, from back pocket. So you will be able to at least be in on the first Jesus, the first hour, 75 minutes of what that experience is like. And that'll be our live next week. And that will sort of, we will again, one day out, use the chat and you guys as sort of conversation starters. Gary and I will go back and forth. We'll have a few things. For those who are there, we would like to get people a similar sort of thing. Maybe we'll bring like a little notebook, rip off a bunch of pieces of paper. You can write a question down. We'll pull it and talk about it live on air while people stand there and chat and drink beer. Otherwise, and again, the merchandise, all the good stuff that's kind of flowing on the bottom of the screen right now. Otherwise, I would love to do this twice a week, maybe like a beginning of the week, end of the week type of thing. But this is super informal and I'm not going to really worry about it. So I appreciate everybody that hopped in as we kind of tested some stuff out here. Any more that we can close it out with? What do I think of our wide receiver room? I think it's the most talented. It is one of the most talented we've had in recent times, but the most unproven, right? We have this, what's his name? Seth Anderson and Caleb Brown. And other than Nico's pretty proven. I think they could be good. I think Deonte Vines is going to be good. I don't know what Brian's contract is going to look like. We're going to get 25 points. 25 points per game is probably going to happen. 95 down here in Florida Panhandle. Yeah, doesn't sound like a place that I'd be interested in being. Did KF cry as much when you were there? Cried all the time. Most of it was like not on film or kind of in public. It was like in the locker room or in meetings. And it's fucking awesome. Every time he does, because his passion, it's not like he's just crying to cry. He gets so passionate and just, you can just feel it through the air when that man is talking about something that he truly cares about. He loves football more than anybody. He loves his team. He loves the process, the daily get up and be a football coach and lead the program. He just loves that shit. So it's very important to him. Yeah, he cried a lot. It was awesome. Doyle and KF, I would imagine they've had some conversations. A couple. Clearly not as much as they used to. Again, I appreciate everybody being here. Plan on doing this with me and Grant for the next 12 weeks at least. Maybe it'll carry into the offseason. Who knows? Thank you everybody for participating. Come back and do so every time we do one of these. And we will talk next week at Back Pocket, hopefully. Otherwise, you'll hear us on Monday. Until then, see you later.